Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50. And order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves with your girl. It's a solo episode. I was actually blown away by the amount of positive response I got from the last solo episode, which was the 25 things I learned at 25.
I highly recommend listening to it. I'm actually pretty proud of it. And I don't know, it seemed to have resonated a lot with a lot of you. So I'm very grateful for all of you that listened and honestly sent me a positive message, because seriously, that just makes my day. And when anything I do can help you in any way, shape, or form, like, it feels like I'm just like, I'm living the right life. I'm doing something right. So seriously, again, thank you so much. And I'm hoping that future solo episodes can resonate with you even more. So today I decided I wanted to talk a little bit about, I guess, kind of my midlife crisis that I'm having. I mean, now that I'm 25, it's only been literally a month, but I don't know. I just talked about this in a recent vlog, and everyone and their mother was like, please, TK, talk about, you know, being in your early 20s, how to navigate it, how to deal with post-graduation depression. We're going to hit all of these things in this episode. So stay with me. It might be a little all over the place. I'm still learning the solo pod episode format, but I was like, channel your Emma Chamberlain, TK, and just talk and be open. That's what I'm trying to do. It's like actually so hard for me to be open. I don't know what is wrong with me. But like, I am very good at internalizing my feelings and not, like, I'm good at acting like I'm fine. I'm really good at acting like everything's A-okay. I'm good at shoving things under the rug, which in some cases is a blessing and it is good, because I think there are some times in life where you need to shove things under the rug, keep going and get your task done. However, I'm learning as I get older, it actually is better in most scenarios to address your feelings, whether it's like with whoever it is you're working with or, you know, communicating with or in a relationship with, or just addressing them on your own, like in your journal. I've just been really trying to feel more, allow myself to feel my feelings, because I definitely suppress them. And then one day everything is like a massive blow up because I've suppressed them for so long. And, you know, all of my feelings are coming out from under the rug. Okay. So the first thing is that I am definitely feeling the year of 25 being extremely transformative. Like already, I already feel it being a transition year in literally every aspect of my life. Like in my love life, I'm like, am I going to get a boyfriend this year? Like, I feel it. I don't know what it is. Something different is going to happen there. I've been really anxious lately and confused and wondering, like, am I in the right spot? Just like questioning everything, like questioning what's my next move. I feel like I've always had such a clear vision, like what I want. And the reason being is because I feel like what I wanted was what I wanted for so long. Like, for instance, being in the entertainment world, like loving my job, like things like that I have wanted for so long. And I feel like I finally hit a lot of those things, even like getting the car I want, simple things like that. I'm like, whoa, I hit a lot of things. So now what's my next move? Like, where do I want to go next? What's my next goal? What's my next long-term goal? And I just feel a lot of transition going on, which actually scares the shit out of me. But it definitely excites me too, because I know that transition and being scared and taking a risk is good, because there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and everything always happens for a reason. Everything will work out. But it's weird, like being like right now, I feel like normally I would do this podcast or do a vlog and I'd be like, oh, I went through this transitional phase, and I'd be talking about this moment right now in the past tense, and I had already overcome it. But what's weird is talking to you right now, and I'm like in the midst of this transition, which in my head is going to be like a year transition, of just a lot of things. I feel like now that I'm 25, things are just clicking and hitting different. I don't know what it is, but across every category in my life, like even my style, I'm like, I'm wanting to transition it and level it up in a different way. The way I'm living, the way that I go out and drink alcohol, like everything is changing. And I like that. I feel like you should always be changing. You should always be striving to get better, or, you know, make a move. What's crazy about life is that you really do have to go through these scary times and moments to make legit moves in your life. Like, the only way I can get from point A to point D, or even to point B or C, is like, you have to take a risk and you have to be willing to fail or willing to learn from your failure. And right now I'm just like, I feel like I'm on the brink of like making a lot of big, scary decisions. And part of me is really excited because I'm like, I know something good will come out of it, whether I learn something new or it is all I hope and prayed for it to be. But I just want to reiterate, guys, like, if you are confused about life right now or if you're confused about anything, also remind yourself to get excited, because that means something's moving and shifting and something is going to happen whether you like it or not. And that's exciting, because you don't want to just stay, like, the last thing I want to do is stay constant or comfortable. I always want to be pushing myself to be better. And I feel like the last year or so I've been pretty comfortable, and now I'm getting the itch that I feel too comfortable in, like, my friend group, where I'm at in my career, relationships with dating. I'm like, Taylor, put yourself out there. Like, be ballsy, be risky. Because nothing right now, the way I'm living right now, is so comfortable. Like, not much is going to change unless I, like, move and shake things. So I guess this is your sign, and this is me encouraging you, if you've been comfortable the last year or last couple of months, do something to spice up your life. Sometimes I'll even, like, I'll even call my crush, because I'm like, I'm kind of bored today. Like, let me just, like, see what happens. Because nothing is going to happen unless you try. Like, it's always, I live by this. And you guys know, like, it's always a no unless you ask. Nothing's going to happen unless you move or shake something. So I've just been trying to, like, take little steps here and there. Like, I'm booking a trip to Europe. I need time to think. I'm trying to go on more dates because I want to learn from that. And, you know, maybe I do want a relationship in the near future. So the only way that'll happen is, like, if I work backwards. I'm going to need to start going on dates. I'm going to need to start narrowing down, what do I want? What are deal breakers for me? And not just, like, silly, like, he's a 10, but he's under 6 feet, like, silly stuff like that. Like, what are actual legitimate deal breakers for me? I don't know. I just, like, lately I've just been thinking, like, wow, 25 to me feels old, which is crazy. And I still haven't done a fuck ton of the things that I want to do. And I'm like, in my head, I'm running out of time. Like, life is only going to get more busy. Life is only going to get more hard. And I don't know. I'm just like, I want to have time when I'm older and, like, 30-ish to help others and, like, start a new family or pour into my significant other, like, whatever the case is with that. And so I need to, like, devote these next few years to really figure out me and, like, make sure I'm the best version of myself before I let anyone else come into my life. I feel like I'm being vague, but part of me is being vague because I don't know what the fork is happening. Like, I'm, like, in the midst of starting my transition phase. So I will try and keep you updated as I go, but I'm just trying to, like, get you where my head is at. I'm sure a lot of you can relate if you're graduating, or you just graduated college, or you just graduated high school, and you're like, what the fork do I do now? I feel like it's way scarier when you graduate college because you're, like, entering the real world. Like, there still is a schedule to follow when you graduate high school. You're like, okay, I go to these classes. This is how I join Rush. Like, this is the sporting events I need to attend. There's still, like, a schedule there. When you're graduated college, you're like, whoa, the world is my oyster. And it's almost scarier when the world is your oyster versus someone telling you what to do. Like, it is easy to have someone be your boss and tell you the plan. It is way harder and scarier to, like, be your own boss, figure out what you want to do, move across the country, like, not take guidance or listen to your parents or whatever the case is. Like, it's so much easier to be told what the fork to do, or, like, to go to a job where you have tasks you have to accomplish and that's, like, your only thing. Like, it's, no offense, but it's way scarier when you're on your own, making your own schedule, you're relying on yourself versus, it's way easier for me to show up for someone else than it is to show up for myself. And I'm trying to, like, make that reversed. I want to be able to show up and trust that I can show up for myself more than anyone. The way that I'm starting to learn how to do that is with small things, like trusting myself if I don't have, like, making boundaries for myself. So trusting that if I, you know, in my head, if there's a rule that I can't go out until my video, or I have, like, 2 videos up a week, like, I need to trust that I will stick to that rule. Like, I am my own boss. Like, if Alicia, or my actual boss, like actually said to me, you best believe I would not be going out. But I feel like I have been having trouble like trusting myself lately, which I'm getting way better at it. But I want to be very self-disciplined and very on my A game and like know exactly what is going to be worth my time and what's not worth my time and stick to my rules and fundamentals and like principles when it comes to like my work. Because lately I've been like doing this YouTube thing and making great money, which is crazy. And I'm like recently growing, which is crazy. But I don't know. I feel like I've been so comfortable this last year that I haven't been growing at the rate that I want to be. And if I want to be growing at the rate I want to be, I'm going to have to make sacrifices and move and change things because whatever the fork I've been doing hasn't been working. So if that means I need to upload like a whole extra video or like go the extra mile or wake up earlier, that means I need to like start moving and changing and shaking things. So I don't know. I'm in like a very experimental phase of my life. I'm trying to clarify in my head what each hat is that I wear. So there's like a hat that I wear when I'm being my own boss. There's a hat that I wear when I'm trying to take care of like my mental health and my mental sanity. There's a hat that I wear that I'm like, okay, you're young and you're in your 20s. You need to be having fun. And what are the rules and expectations for each hat that I want to accomplish or stick to? I guess that's what I'm trying to do. And a lot of this has been changing lately. And so I've been trying to like write down, I don't know, journaling is such a good thing for me. And like I said, like I'm not a big like paragraph journaler, but like writing down lists of like where I want to be and working backwards from that has been really helpful. So I definitely recommend getting a journal. Like go to Staples, have yourself a day, go to Target, get a cute ass journal and map out your life. Because if you don't have a clear vision for where you want to go and where you want to be and who you want to be with and who you want to be surrounded with, that shit's not going to happen on its own. It's crazy. Once you map out your own life for you, like things fall into place like crazy. So yeah, I'm trying to like remap out mine because I've hit a bunch of the things that I've previously mapped out and now we're transitioning into a new phase of life. Also, it brings me peace knowing that like one day I'm going to look back at my stress and anxiety and like these moments and be like, oh my gosh, LOL at me being so stressed out about this transition when it obviously all worked out to be the right thing. And I don't know, I try and remind myself that like one day this won't be a big deal and to get out of my own head. Like this morning I was like really stressed out because tomorrow I'm leaving for my big trip. I'm flying there by myself. I have a bunch of shit I have to do today before then, like work-wise, errand-wise, packing-wise, prep-wise. And I was just like a ball of anxiety. And I literally told myself, I was like, Taylor, get out of your own head. Like, touch grass right now. Like, what is in front of you? That's the only thing you need to focus on. The rest of the shit, it's literally going to make whatever the task you have to do in front of you way more hard if I focus on anything else other than the task in front of me, which this morning was putting on my makeup and getting ready. Like, freaking relax, get out of your own head, touch some grass. What I did is I called my brother and like he didn't even know I was like stressed out, but it really helped me because I was just like talking to him and being present like that, like talking to someone off the cusp and getting out of my own head and just like him asking me random ass questions that I had to like think about in the moment and answer in the moment really helped me. So if you're ever confused or spiraling, I definitely recommend calling a friend or a family member, because there's nothing like a phone call is so scary and good because you have to be on your feet. You have to be listening in order to respond. If you don't respond, that's awkward and weird. So you have to listen to what they're saying. So I really think calling someone is really important. That's why sometimes I like to call my crush, because I like to see how they actually are versus like how we actually are talking in real life versus our premeditated thoughts, erasing it via text, rewriting it, erasing it, rewriting what I think will sound cooler, rewriting it because I thought of something funnier. Like being on the phone with someone is so candid. And I like, what's the point of dating someone if everything's like premeditated? And I want people surrounded around me who love me for like the actual real raw version of me versus like how I present myself to the world. Because we can all present ourselves to the world really forking cool. But like, do we vibe candidly as our normal real selves? I think a phone call is so underrated. Like, you guys know how important I think like FaceTiming a friend, FaceTiming a family member, FaceTiming someone you're thinking about. I literally dare you to call someone. I say this every podcast, but I truly dare you to call someone that you thought about this week and you haven't talked to them in years. They will be blown away. And I don't know. I think I like to believe that there's like a higher power, or whether it's the universe or whatever you believe in, like a spirit, like if you're spiritual, if you're religious, I don't know. But I like to believe there's a higher power, that like people pop into our brain for a reason. Like, why can I still not stop thinking about my crush? Clearly because for some reason I felt a connection with him that I didn't feel with, that I haven't felt with anyone else. Or why did I think of so-and-so in the middle of the day? Like, maybe they really need me. So I don't know. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 hard challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys. The pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
You guys, but I feel like I have been having trouble connecting with people on social media lately. Actually, connecting with people in general. But on social media, like, I feel like I used to watch people and fall in love with them and be obsessed with them and like really feel a connection, like be like, this person's my friend. And if we don't know each other in real life, like if we met, we would be good friends. I don't know if it is just a me thing. It very much could be. This is just my opinion and what I've been observing. I think that the reason I've been like lacking connection with finding a creator I'm obsessed with, or, you know, like a ride or die for. I feel like the only creator I've been like really obsessed with or just like keeping up with, not even to the obsession where I like used to be with like creators, but like the only person that really has like my eye on them right now is my fam. And I keep talking about her, but like really she's such a good vlogger, and it's because she's vulnerable. And I feel like she opens a piece of her life to me that like no one else does. And I empathize with other creators because I think about how hard it is even for me to open up on the internet, because all I'm thinking about is, one, is this good? Is this beneficial? Will this mean something to anyone? Is this boring? Is this entertaining? Those are like the five things that like first come to mind. But then also I feel like TikTok in particular has made it such a thing to like tear people apart for like having the smallest like feelings, or you know, making them not feel valid. Like just because someone has on paper like good life, like just because they live in a nice apartment or they have a good relationship with people in their life, like doesn't mean that they can't be sad or going through something, and that their feelings aren't valid. And I feel like the internet like likes to decide what is valid being sad over or concerned with or mad over. I feel like people are like so quick to be like, well, at least you have this connection. Well, at least you have this bag. Well, at least you have A, B, and C. And I feel like that's just not a really fair thing to say sometimes. Like it is fair when you're comparing it to certain people. Like I get it. Everyone, see, like this is even scary for me to talk about because people are going to be like talking about how I'm so lucky and I'm so privileged, and I am. But I don't know. I think it like strains me from opening up and like being real with you guys sometimes. And like it just makes me feel like my feelings or whatever I'm going through is not valid or like is not a big enough deal to like talk about or share with, even though I know my little things and my little nitpicky things are a lot of things that you guys could probably relate to. And sometimes it doesn't need to relate to a massive audience. Like if it just relates to one or two people and helps them get through the day a little better, or helps them reroute or rechange their mind and in a positive way, I think that is what that makes worth sharing what you wanted to share about worth it. But yeah, I lately I've been like craving more community and connection with creators. And on TikTok it's hard because like first of all, it's like 7 to 15 second videos if they're talking. But most people are just doing like a sound and they're just trying to go viral. And lately I've been wanting to be more like real and open and candid and like just talk like I do to my friends. But I don't know. I feel like I gaslight myself into thinking it's not a big deal because, or it's stupid, or it's not valid because I'm like, there's bigger fish to fry. There's bigger problems in the world, which there are. Let me just get that clear. There are bigger problems in the world. But I don't know. I just miss having someone that would be real about their day to day and like complain to me via the vlog camera about like little things that I could like personally relate to. Does this make any sense, or am I going in circles? I don't know. I hope this relates to someone, but if you're a creator or a small creator out there, I just want to encourage you to like be really real on camera and try and open up. I've been just trying to like pretend the camera is more so like my friend versus like thinking more analytically and producer-like, because I naturally do that. Like it's naturally hard for me to open up. I've been craving more realness on the internet. And yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, not to say that these are bad things, I'm just kind of like sick and tired of watching like just hauls or product reviews, which I'm like guilty of. And I understand why people do them. And sometimes I'm in the mood to watch that stuff. But lately I've been really wanting to see like, what are you actually upset about? Like, are you in a fight with your mom? Like stuff like that. I don't know. That's just me. I feel like there's been so many times where I'm like going through so much. like there was a long period of time when my parents got divorced, I like did not talk to my mom forever. I was so mad at her because she was the one that wanted the divorce. Like I've never even talked about this stuff. And it like was one of the worst years like of my life. And it's crazy that like from my Instagram and from the internet, like you would never know that I was going through a tough time. Even I like feel stupid sometimes talking about divorce, which I know I always say, but I feel stupid talking about stuff like that because I'm like, I don't know. I feel like everyone's like parents are divorced now and it's not a big deal. But to me, it was a big deal. And I just wish people would be more candid, and I'm trying to be more candid and real and not care, not give a shit about what people comment. I wrote this down in my outline, like the things I actually want to complain about, whether it's like work or relationships or just life, seems stupid to admit because I know someone will comment or heaven forbid, like duet or stitch my video. I always try and remind myself this, like when people make a snarky remark in real life to me, that like hurt people. Like normally it's never me. Oh my gosh, this goes a lot of times for like, I remember when I was trying to get a job, like you guys know I help like a lot of people. I try and help place a lot of people in jobs, whether it's my friends who are creators who wanna hire someone or my friends, like my real life friends who are trying to find a creator or you know, a business or whatever to work for. It's so weird, like trying to help place people. Like just today, my friend reached out to me and she was like, hey, because there's this big creator that reached out to me and wanted an editor. So I reached out to my friend and I was like, let's call her Sally and let's call the creator Dan. So Dan wanted an editor and I was like, oh my gosh, I know a great editor. Her name is Sally. So Sally came to, I asked her if she would want the work and she was like, yeah. So then I sent Dan all of her stuff. Like her resume, her reel, her portfolio, which keep in mind, if you want a job in this industry, you need to have all those things. You need to have it ready to go. Resume, reel, portfolio. Like it, no questions should be asked after those three things show up in an email as an employer. As an employer, like that should speak for itself. Like you should be able to know what type of person Sally is by just looking at her portfolio and knowing her work ethic. Anyway. That's another story for another pod. But Sally recently, so like Dan never reached out to her, even though I gave him all of her information and he was very interested. Sally reached out to me and she's like, hey, have you heard from Dan? I haven't heard anything from him. I'm really worried. Like, was my portfolio not good? Yada, yada, yada. And then I just responded and I was like, Sally, it is not you. Like, your work is great. It's not you. It's them. Like, most likely Dan got busy. Maybe Dan got booked for a show and he like had to move. Maybe his significant other is going through a rough patch and he's focusing on that. Maybe he's looking for a different type of, you know, editor, filmer that like has more experience with action stunts. I don't fucking know. But most of the time I feel like I used to blame everything on myself. Even if a guy didn't like me, I'd be like, oh, it's because I'm not pretty enough, or it's because I'm not fit enough, or it's because I'm not, you know, blank enough, whatever that is. But most of the time, it's not even you. It's like the other guy. It's the guy themselves, or it's the employer, or it's like they're busy. They got caught up with something at work. They're in trouble at work. And they're dealing with their own shit. They're trying to pay for their new house, like stuff like that. Like they don't have time to think about you. So I always try and consider that when I am working with others, like they have their own lives and their own things to worry about. And their last concern is pleasing me and reaching out to me. So that's why it's like also a good reminder to like be persistent, but don't be overbearing and don't be annoying. So like what I would tell Sally in this scenario is be like, hey, maybe reach out to him and be like, hey, Dan, are you still looking for someone to help you with editing? I've been looking for some extra cash. Would be happy to do the first few videos or first video for free to see if you even like my style. You just want to make it like people's lives are complicated no matter who they are. If you can help make their life easier in any way, shape or form, that is the absolute best thing you can do. And that's what's gonna like land you that job or get you that, I guess, relationship. does Emma Chamberlain do this? Like, she just is, like, in her bed vibing, like, talking about life. I'm like, what the heck? Speaking of, have you guys seen her or listened to her episode about, like, social media that was, like, going viral? She's saying social media is dead. I kind of disagree with her. It kind of frustrated me, if I'm going to be honest. Like, it's like, I'm afraid to talk about this because I forking love her and I don't want anyone to get the wrong impression. Like, put this, like, this is what I'm laying this on the table. I die for Emma Chamberlain. I love her as a person. I love her content. I think she's an amazing creator. She is that bitch, right? But it doesn't mean I can't disagree with her. And I think this is where, like, cancel culture and, like, the internet is so fucked, like, royally fucked, is because it's either, like, you are on board or you cancel them. Like, there's no in-between gray area. And, like, with Emma, like, prime example, I fucking die for this bitch. Like, I love her, right? But I disagree with what she said in that podcast. And it's mostly probably because I'm at a completely different chapter in life than she is. Like, she's probably burnt out because so many different things that I haven't even gotten to in my life, right? And so she's maybe dealing with them and is bitter about that. And that's why she has a certain, you know, opinion on social media or whatever it is. I feel like I'm just getting started. I feel like I haven't made my splash yet. I feel like I am an underdog in many ways, which I like being an underdog. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like being the one that's, like, coming up around the corner, like, about to make my splash. Like, I'm literally inching up on the diving board ready to make my splash. And she was basically, if you haven't heard it, she basically said, like, social media is over. It's dead. Like, no one cares about, you know, your little, like, Instagrams or whatever, which Instagram, don't even get me started on that. That's Instagram's fault. They're just showing me, like, why are literal people on my feed that I don't follow? That's pisses me off. But I don't know. I think, like, I'm actually really, I don't want you guys as, I feel like a lot of, like, smaller creators like myself listen to this podcast, and I don't want any of you to get discouraged from that podcast that she made, because sometimes it made me sad or discouraged, being like, am I in the right field? Like, is social media over? Like, is social media dead? Is being an influencer dead? Like, is everyone an influencer now? Am I, like, so forking irrelevant because I don't have a million followers? Genuinely, these are all thoughts I had, and I was, like, talking to my friends in real life about. And I came to the conclusion that all of that is not true. And I don't know. I tried to consider, too, like, maybe Emma was having a bad day. And, like, then she recorded that podcast. And maybe she was feeling really discouraged about her own socials. And she that's why she made a podcast about it. Like, maybe it was that. Maybe, you know, maybe it was that. Or maybe she actually has been feeling this way for a long time. But I think that if you are just now getting into this space, we are just getting started, baby. Like, there is so much room to grow. Think about, like, the app Be Real. Like, that didn't exist when Emma came out with her podcast. And now, like, I'm so inspired. Like, just that app itself has inspired me to, like, be more in the moment, like, catch up with my friends, comment on my friends' shit. Like, I feel like I was just, like, actively commenting on other influencers or whatever, which is fine. I love my influencer friends, but, like, I was like, I want to see my actual friends. Like, what are my friends from my hometown, like, doing? Like, I wish they would post more so I could see. Now with Be Real, I can see all their shit. And it's, like, inspiring me. Like, it gets me excited. Like, I want to see what they bought from the grocery store. And it makes me excited. Like, damn, if I'm excited about seeing what they brought from the grocery store, that's probably also interesting, what I buy from the grocery store. I don't know. It's getting me excited in a different way. I feel like there's a whole other, like, gate to this world of, like, social media that we haven't even, like, opened or, like, truly gotten into. And I think there is room for everyone at the table. Like, to some degree, she was saying in the podcast how everyone has a million followers and, like, being internet famous, like, isn't actually famous anymore, yada yada, which I understand. To some degree, I think, like, yes, she was making good points, but I don't think that undermines my dedicated, small but mighty fan base, or yours. Like, you know what I mean? If you're watching this and let's say you have 10,000 people watching, you know what? I would, at the end of the day, I would rather have 10,000 dedicated ass people watching versus 1 million people subscribed to me and 5,000 watching. Like, that to me is embarrassing and means there's a lot, there's a huge lack of community and connection from the creator to their audience. With me, I feel like I could hang out with you guys. And I'm not trying to say this to like toot my own horn or be like, praise me, do what I'm doing. I'm just saying, like, even though I'm much, much, much smaller than most creators, like, I am confident in my audience. I'm confident in my relationship with you guys. I'm confident that I can sell shit when it comes to brands. I'm confident that I am a good creator and I'm a good influencer. And I have things to learn. I have things to say. Like, I don't know. I'm trying to like build this confidence because I'm like, I'm confident in telling my friends advice. I'm confident in giving them recommendations. I'm confident in helping them get a job. I'm like, why can't I be confident in that with my audience? And so I've been trying to like hone into that and lean into that. Going back to the beginning, like, I'm trying to trust myself and trust my instincts. And like, we have a gut and an instinct for a reason. And so I've been trying to be really in tune with that, really trust that. Prime example. This morning, I woke up at like 7 and I literally woke up and I started like getting ready for the day and I could not function. I was like, I am so exhausted. I don't know what it is, but my body is physically telling me I need to go back to bed for like 30 minutes. And I did, and I felt so much better and I feel so much better. Like, I think sometimes that goes for following your gut instinct too. Like, if your gut is literally telling you more than once to that someone has a bad energy around them when they're around you, or you shouldn't be in this Uber, or whatever the case is, like, I'm trying to trust that the first time they tell me versus like the third or fourth. An example would be when my best friend, like my actual best friends, I have like probably 5 to 10 like ride or die people I would go to and I trust my life with, right? Actually, that's probably a lie. There's probably like 5. Out of those 5 people, if they were to tell me, oh, so-and-so is a bitch, right? Like, this person is not a good person to have around, I would trust them. I'd be like, okay, word. I believe you. That's it, right? But if someone who I'm tight with, but not, they're not a ride or die, but someone I'm tight with said that to me, I'd be like, ah, I don't really believe you. I don't really trust them. Like, I want to trust my gut like I trust my best friends. When my gut immediately says, do this, go for this, or don't do this, don't go for this, I want to trust that immediately and not wait till like the second or third chance where I've really learned my lesson. So I'm trying to, like, I don't know, start small with little things. Like, if my gut says, yes, I should go out, or if my gut says it's time to leave or whatever, like, immediately trust that. And like, I feel like that's how you build a good relationship with your gut and your instincts and trusting them. It's like, I am so, ever since I had Angela Arendt, the former vice president of Burberry, on the show, I am like psycho about my instincts and my gut. And anytime anyone comes around where I do not have a good gut feeling about them, I try and remember that and like speak up. I feel like in a work setting, that's happened a couple of times where, you know, Alicia and I have gone on set or been in rooms or whatever, and I just got icky feelings, icky vibes, icky energy from someone or something. And now we talked about this and we're like, now we have like a code word, like, hey, I just need to tell you this because my gut told me, like, don't be afraid to speak up and take charge, because that is you trusting your gut, like taking action. I think the same goes for if you're like trying to make decisions, like post-graduation, you're like, my gut is saying I should move, but everyone else in my life is saying I should stay. Like, trust your gut, please. Just try it, because the worst that can happen is like you move back. You probably will move back. Like, let's be honest. You'll probably move back in like 2 to 5 to 10 years. But the best thing that can happen is it changes your life for the better. And you build a new network, you live your dream, you find your dream career path, you're living your truth. But seriously, I think that trusting your gut is like so important. I'm like psycho about trusting my gut. Even lately, I've been trying to trust it more with food. Like, if I eat something and it makes me feel like shit, I'm trying to notice it. I used to be so busy, I just wouldn't notice like small things like that. Now I'm trying to be really in tune with like what fuels me, whether it's what I'm eating or the type of person I'm around or my environment. Like, does walking to the coffee shop that's a mile away, that's a cute little quaint thing, does that fuel me or is that draining me? Because personally, it fuels me. Hot girl walks fuel me. I'm trying to think of other things that fuel me. Celsius, quite literally. Being around people I love. Being around people that are just excited. Being around people that are as excited for my wins genuinely, not because they have to be. I feel like, I don't know, in LA, like, there's a lot of fakeness here where, and I like see through that shit immediately. So then that's what makes me not open up. Like, my friends that I haven't really opened up to about like family shit, that means we are not close in my head. Like, if I've talked to you about my family shit, that means we are tight. But if I haven't, we are not. And I try and take into consideration like who asks about real shit in my life versus like them just wanting to know. So they're in the know. They feel like they're in on it. They feel like they're in on my next win. I don't know. I feel like a lot of people in LA, I've noticed, like, just trying to hit me up to be a part of my journey or like to be in the know, or I don't know. Just like, all I know is that it's like not necessarily for the right reasons. And I'm really trying to take consideration when I realize those things. Like, I don't know. I just see through people. And like most of us can't, most of us do, like your gut does. You just need to like be in tune with when the red flags go off. And lately I've just been noticing like who I'm actually close with versus who I just have around because it's like convenient or because they want to be in the know or they want to be, I don't know. I feel like people are like, sometimes they're like leeches. Like they just want to be on you and leech to you just in case something happens. Like, you know, not because they actually like want the best for me. It's like a really, really hard pill for me to swallow. But I think the earlier and quicker I realize that, the better. I've been trying to be my biggest cheerleader lately. Like, even with going on dates, like I just went on a date and normally I would be texting like literally every one of my friends being like, should I wear this? Should I do this? Should I whatever? What should I say? What should I do? Where should we go? And as of lately, I'm like, Taylor, figure it out yourself. Like, what do you feel hot in? What do you know for a fact you look good in? What do you know for a fact you feel amazing in? What do you feel confident in? Figuring out things on your own is like so, it's the most rewarding thing because you're not reliant on anyone else and you know you can like accomplish it on your own. So that's one thing I've been like practicing with dating is like, just like, even though I'm physically going on the dates on my own, I feel like I had like so, like everyone was in on it, like via like text, like how'd it go? What happened? Like you should wear this, like giving me suggestions. And it's like, why would I try and take someone's suggestion and act like them on a date when I'm the one that's going on a date? Like the person's not going to like me for me if I'm doing what my friend Sally's telling me what to do. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know. I think it's just important to like, I don't know. I'm really trying to be like my full true self when going on dates and with meeting people like friends. Even I'm trying to be consistent across the board. Like how I treat and act to the random Starbucks barista is how I treat and act towards if I were to meet Kris Jenner. Like I am consistently kind. I'm consistently inspiring. I'm consistently the type of person that'll gas you up and get you out of your funk. I'm consistently a cheerleader. I'm consistently fun to be around. I'm consistently the life of the party. I'm consistently encouraging. Like, how do I want to present myself to the world? What fuels me? All of those things. So I want that to be relayed across every relationship and aspect in my life. Specifically with dating, like I don't know. I feel like sometimes we like, I try and put on a show, and I'm like, bitch, just be yourself. Like, it'll be way easier to weed out the bad ones if I'm simply myself. And lately, I feel like I used to like toy around with guys just to have them to talk to. And lately, I've been like, if I don't feel an actual connection, like you're gonna make my life better, or I'm like attracted to you, or I don't know. I just feel like things. I need you in my life, like, I'm not talking to you. And then vice versa, if I feel like you need to be in my life, like, call them. Reach out. Don't be afraid to, like, I feel like I'm so over the, like, trying to be cool phase of my life. I definitely, like, got sucked into it for a hot second of, like, trying to be cool, trying to impress, trying to present myself a certain way. And now I'm like, take it or leave it. Like, if you don't like all this, and I know I'm confident in the value I can bring to you in your life, whether that's a significant other or just a friend. Yeah, I've been trying to really, like, hone into that. And another thing is, like, I feel like there was a hot second. I used to be such a fangirl in the sense where, like, because, like, don't get me wrong, guys. Like, I know everyone on the internet. I watch their videos. I keep up. That's literally a part of my job, is to know what the fork's going on, who's trending, who's popping off, who's about to pop off, who's, like, going through a rough moment. Like, that is my job, to know all those things. So I know who people are, right? For a second there, I used to be so good at, like, going up to people and be like, oh, my God, I loved your last video, or I love your work, or whatever, and being a fan and not being afraid to admit to it. For a second there, I've been having a tough time, like, doing that and, like, being so candid and going up to someone. I feel like a few people, like, made me a little, I guess, fucked up in the head. Like, it wasn't a good experience talking to them, and so then it made me scared. But fuck that. I want to start being, like, going up to people again and being like, oh my gosh, your last vlog, like, hilarious. Like, and if they don't like that, and if I'm being my full self and they're weird, like, that's on them. They're weird. I don't know. I'm just, like, literally so ready to, like, be true to myself, find what I like, find what I forking hate, and present myself to the world consistently, like I do to myself when I'm at home. I don't know. I'm just, like, trying to find out my true self and also present myself in a way that's true to myself. Again, to piggyback off of impressing people, another thing I'm realizing just turning 25 is, like, the little things and the mundane things in life are what truly matter and what we should be romanticizing. Like, I know it's fucking cheesy, but romanticize the shit out of your Target trip. I just did a vlog episode where I went to Target. It was genuinely the most fun thing ever, and I was so excited to edit it and upload it because I had such a good time doing it. And if you're a creator and if you're interested in what you're talking about on camera, people can tell. They feel that. They feel that energy. They get that energy from the camera, and therefore you are interesting. But same goes for when you're in real life. If I'm interested about talking about Celsius in real life, no free brand deals, but Celsius, Slay, please sponsor this podcast. If I'm interested in talking about this in real life, it will come off as interesting to the person I'm talking to because I'm actually genuinely interested. Don't let anyone dumb down what you find interesting or what you find exciting, no matter how minuscule or small it is. If they don't vibe or fuck with what you're talking about, then that's on them. Like, that's weird. That's another thing I always love to tell people, that they're weird, because that is the last thing in the world that they like to be told. Like, everyone would rather be told they're the biggest douche or the biggest bitch than be called weird. Just like, I don't know, I just thought it was weird when you were, like, dumbing down my excitement over this. I feel like I used to be the type of girly that would, like, wait to earn romanticizing my life. Like, I used to be like, let me wait till I make this amount of money and then I'll decorate my apartment how I want to. Like, I feel like I would, like, convince myself that I had to earn certain things. And, like, I'm just telling you now, like, start small, romanticizing your life and being the person you want to be. If that means you want to be the girl that regularly shops at Whole Foods one day, then start going there and buying one or two things. You know what I mean? Like, it just goes back to, like, my whole big mantra, which is, like, launch now, adjust later. There's never going to be a good time. You're just going to get busier. So you have to launch now and do things now and romanticize your life now. Like, I literally, one thing that I've been overcoming is I used to be like, oh, I'll cook when I have time, when I have kids and I'm, like, a mom. What the fork? Like, I need to start. I'm starting to become my hot, epic MILF housewife right now. Like, I'm learning how to cook meals right now for myself. And I used to be like, oh, I'll cook really good meals when it's for someone else. Like, fuck that. I'm cooking good ass meals for myself because I deserve it and I want to. And it only is going to prep me for when I'm like fully at where I initially vision myself to be. All of that to say is don't wait for the money to come. Don't wait for a certain thing to happen. Like launch now, adjust later, do the thing you want, romanticize your life. Even if it's small to someone and stupid to someone, like it's not stupid to me and it's not stupid to you. And that's weird if they're dumbing down what you are excited about or interested about. That's actually the weirdest thing. Anyone that like dumbs me down in the slightest for being excited about something is hurt and insecure about whatever their issues are. Like I have zero tolerance for people like that. I don't know if this podcast helped anyone. I sure hope it did. If you want me to do more rambly stuff like this, I tried to hit like basically a lot of the topics you guys commented on my last vlog. So definitely subscribe to my OG YouTube channel. It's just like Taylor King. So I definitely hear you. I see your comments. I really appreciate the positivity. And of course, anytime you guys leave like an idea or a topic, I'm absolutely taking it into consideration. Most of the time I use them or actually fulfill them. So thank you so much for taking the time to like even think for me. I really appreciate it. And I'm really excited to like in a committed relationship with you guys. Like I feel like right now we are like damn near in a situationship. Like, I hate to say it, but I feel like I was like, I felt so strong about like getting new people on board. And I was like forgetting about like who's been here and been thriving and vibing this entire time. And like, I just want to reiterate my love and respect and appreciation for all of you that have stuck with me. And I'm really excited for the content and videos and just like transition that we are going to go into together, because I'm going to keep you guys updated and in touch. And I want to be as candid as I possibly can be with like how I'm feeling going through the transition versus like going through it and then talking about what I went through, like as in the past tense, because I feel like, I don't know, this is what's like relatable. This is what's going through in my life. Like I'm anxious, I'm scared, I'm nervous, I'm confused. I'm feeling all the things. And I feel like old TK would be like, let me get through this and then I'll like do a video on it. And like now I'm like, I'm just going to bring you along for the journey. We'll see what happens. Be sure to make someone's day this week. Subscribe to this YouTube channel and subscribe to everything else. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at TK's Juicy Polls. I've been posting a shit ton on TikTok, so definitely follow me on TikTok. And DM me if you listen to this podcast. I'd love to chat about it. Lately, I've been like responding via audio message. It's the best. I love y'all and have the best week ever. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.